From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Signs are pointing to a terrorist attack against a Russian passenger plane. British officials say evidence points to the detonation of an explosive device as the cause of Saturday's mid-air breakup and crash of a Russian jetliner after it departed Sharm el-Sheikh Airport in the Sinai, bound for St. Petersburg, Russia. All 224 people on board the plane perished on the Metrojet A321. Wednesday, British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond spoke after meeting with his government's Crisis Response Committee.
We believe there's a significant possibility that the aircraft could have been brought down by an explosive device.
Experts are also examining the wreckage of the Sinai Desert for any signs of terrorism, while some reports say forensic examinations have revealed shrapnel in some of the victims. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the disaster, but has so far not presented any firm evidence to back it up. Top U.S. diplomats say 85 to 90% of Russian airstrikes in Syria have hit moderate Syrian rebels, not Islamic State targets. Assistant Secretary of State Ann Patterson was among those giving that assessment in testimony Wednesday before the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
Despite our urging, Moscow has yet to stop the Assad regime's horrific practice of barrel bombing the Syrian people. So we know that Russia's primary intent is to preserve the regime.
Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren told reporters that less than 10% of Russian airstrikes in Syria are targeting the Islamic State group. Russian diplomats and military officials contend the air attacks are aimed at Islamic State extremists. During Wednesday's hearing, Committee Chairman Ed Ross said Russia is taking a decisive role in shaping Syrians' future and not in a helpful way. This is VOA News.